If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
God, I'm curious, in your estimation, how you think the Phillies...
It's okay,
Scott, it's not okay. Scott. Hey, my partner's been a real trooper about this. Me, not so much. It's getting bad. Scott, we about to... It's getting bad, bro. It's getting bad.
Scott, it's going to be all right. Hugh, it's going to be all right.
Ah, the great midday show flood of 2025. 1 week ago at this time... As the Schuylkill overflowed, Hugh Douglas ran for the hills, and Scott and I tried to talk some baseball. We welcome him back. We are much drier today, and Scott, I believe, is somewhere in the state of California as the Phillies get set to continue their road trip tonight against the A's after a big sweep over the Rockies. Scott, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you guys?
I'm dry. I'm in the studio, so I feel pretty good. I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Nice and safe. Safe and sound.
Scott, I'm not sure if you realize what happened. As soon as we got off the air last week, Hugh Tett was more right than he was wrong, that it was probably time to go. But, Scott, I'm sitting there. I'm ankle deep in the water, and Hugh ran for the hills and left me there all by myself.
Hugh's smart.
I was just, Scott, I just kept trying to give my partner warning signs. But to his credit,
you told him many times. Mm-hmm.
To his credit, the show must go on, and he did a great interview with you. He did a great interview, but I just told him.
Hugh didn't hear a word of it. But
if it was me, I said, Scott, I would have told you, hey, man, we'll talk to you next week. Have a great time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, sometimes you want to go down with the ship if you're the captain, but I'm not sure that was the situation.
No, it definitely was not the situation.
I would have bailed.
Yeah, well, someone had to stay, and that was me, and my shoes took a fall for it. Scott, we're happy to have you on the show. Of course, brought to you by Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. And Scott, since we talked, the Phillies haven't lost. They took apart the Pirates over the weekend, and they swept the Rockies, which isn't, I would say, the hardest thing to do, but still pretty impressive to take 7 in one season from that same team. This team's playing really good baseball right now, Scott.
Yeah, they really are. I mean, I love the fact that they... You know, they went out and did what they're supposed to do, and their record against sub 500 teams is incredible. They're not taking things for granted. And again, I still think this team is playing with a little bit of a chip on its shoulder coming out of that Mets series. I think they really felt the sting of that in late April, going up there and getting swept and kind of getting dominated in that series. And that, you know, they've turned the corner, they've turned the page on that, and they haven't looked back. It's been quite a remarkable run.
It has. And Scott, if there was one down part of this the last week, it was what happened the news Sunday, and that was Jose Alvarado with the suspension gone for 80 games. Plus, we know the postseason with that. But Scott, it's got to feel good for them that they got through this week without any bullpen hiccups. Even, I know the Rockies are terrible, but you go to Colorado and you feel like, uh-oh, it's going to be a tough week for our bullpen. I thought they did a pretty good job, and it seems like they've been able to weather the storm at least this first few days without him.
Yeah, one of the things that helps them do that is to have such a good starting rotation, right? To have those guys pitching deep into games all the time, it takes a lot of the pressure off your bullpen. And, you know, like your closer, if you want to call him that, Jordan Romano, he threw 10 pitches this week in Colorado. Orion Kerkering threw one in four games. So the fact that you can get through those games without having to tax those guys is important. They're still going to need, you know, more. They're going to need, you know, different guys, whether it's Ruiz or Ross, to step up and to take more, you know, big outs at different parts of the game. But all in all, I think, you know, they're going to have to try to ride this starting rotation into, you know, to make up for the lack of strength, if you will, in the bullpen.
you know, Scott, I'm kind of curious with the way that Jose Alvarado left. How do you think his teammates felt about that? Because, you know, we made a big deal about the fact that he just kind of left and didn't say anything to anybody. How do you think his teammates handled that?
You know, that's a great question. I haven't really gotten into asking these guys too much about, you know, and they're not going to say anything publicly other than they're supportive of Jose and you know, want what's best for him. But obviously it left the team in a bad spot.
Definitely.
And, you know, I think, you know, I'm sure guys have differing opinions on his story and what he said. But I do think that, you know, as a group, they've tended to be pretty tight, and they've tended to be a group that sticks together. So I'm sure they're very disappointed. They're, you know, and he was a very well-liked guy in the clubhouse too. So not having his personality around, I think, is a loss. But at the same time, you know, they've kind of just said, look, we've got who we've got. We still have a lot of talent in the room, and we just have to keep moving forward.
Scott Fransky joining us here to Fransky Fridays. The Phils get set for a weekend series against the A's in Sacramento starting tonight. Scott, the other thing that's coincided, and not surprisingly, with the win streak and how well they're playing, is Bryce Harper's bat has just exploded the last 10 days or even more than that. I mean, he's really hit well for a while, but we're wondering, was this just a matter of time? What have you noticed? And how much credit do we give the buzz cut? Because he cut that hair off.
It's the hair.
Okay,
yeah,
that's what we figured.
For sure. Yeah, I mean, I think you saw signs before that he was starting to find it, and he was just a little bit off, And, you know, again, we expect a lot of Bryce Harper. He expects a lot of himself. There's no doubt. He sort of wears that. You know, he's a pretty emotional guy and really is, you know, uber competitive, and when he's not producing, it wears on him. And, you know, again, he's set a high bar for himself, and sometimes we can take for granted just how good he's been day in and day out and how important he is to this team. But, you know, I said all along, and I know it's kind of the same thing that you know, Rob Thompson said, he's the least of our worries. They know that he's going to figure it out, and it looks like he has.
Well, he has. And speaking of figuring out, I am so impressed every time Schwarber faces a lefty these days. I mean, this was a couple of years ago. He, like many lefty sluggers, struggled against those guys. That's how you beat him. You put a lefty in late in the game and probably wouldn't do much. And it's turned around to the point where some of the numbers are remarkable. Like, you know, OPS over 1,000, stuff that we haven't seen since Barry Bonds, David Ortiz. It feels like opposing managers late in games, they don't know what to do, Scott, because you put a lefty in and he hits them too.
Yeah, you know, the subject was brought up this week, just talking with Rob, and they said, well, if you were an opposing manager and you were facing your lineup, would you perhaps think twice about just automatically bringing in a lefty to face these guys? Because they're really your two best hitters on, you know, left on left, left on right, whatever. And so maybe you want to save your – if you have a limited number of lefties in your bullpen, do you really want to – use the bullet there to go after Schwarber and Harper, or maybe use it in another spot to either go after, you know, Kepler or Stott or Marsh or somebody like that who isn't as strong left on left, and force, you know, and then that would of course force the Phillies to make decisions about, you know, pinch hitting or whatnot. So I think it's something that teams would probably consider. You know, is it really worth it, you know, to make that move? You know, when you've got another righty after it in Castellanos or Real Muto or Bohm or whatever. I absolutely think it's one of those things where more managers will have to start to consider that idea.
Scott, speaking of left on right, I feel like Rob Thompson hasn't said it like expressly. It does feel to me like we have a second base platoon, and I think it's the right thing to do. I mean, Bryce's Stott's done really well against righties leading off, and Edmundo Sosa, it's not like it was just the first week or so. I mean, we're almost at Memorial Day. He's holding a .377 batting average, a lot of that damage against lefties. Is it a second base platoon, and why do you think maybe they haven't said it, even though it feels like they've told us with their actions?
Yeah, I don't know if it's a straight out platoon. I do think you'll see probably, you know, there's going to be some lefties this weekend, expected to face a couple this weekend. And I almost said Oakland. We're not in Oakland. I think Stott may start one of the games, but you might see Edmundo start somewhere else, maybe at third base, give Bohm a day, something like that. But it's pretty close. If it's not an out and out platoon, I don't think they want to. I guess they probably don't want to say it. They don't want to limit Stott because I think they still believe, you know, he can put together a good at bat against a lefty, and he's they feel like he's still got room to grow in that department. So I don't think they want to spell it out expressly. But I mean, Edmundo has played his way into more playing time. There's just no doubt about it. And I think they're going to continue to try to find ways to keep him active and keep him in the lineup when there's a matchup advantage.
Scott, this is what, the second minor league park you guys are going to be in a few weeks here? Is that the first time on all the road trips we've had two minor league parks in a month?
Yeah, I guess so. I was trying to think of the minor league parks the Phillies have played in recent years. You know, they've been to Williamsport for the Little League yep. Classic. They played in a couple of Blue Jays minor league parks, you know, when they couldn't get into Canada during COVID.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about it. There was like the road was behind the stadium. You could see the traffic going by with that one.
Yeah, they did the one in Buffalo and the one in they played in Dunedin.
Yeah.
The following year, and then of course Tampa and now Sacramento. I've never been here. I've never been to the city. I have no. I came in last night and, you know, just totally unfamiliar. So it'll be interesting to see. I was talking with Ben Davis about it on the bus ride in. He played here once upon a time. He was really anxious to see because apparently there's a big building in behind right field, and at a certain time of day the sun would glance off the building and right-handed hitters would have no chance to see the ball from the pitcher. So we'll see if that's the case. I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
Scott, before we let you go, I'm kind of curious. What did Rojas have on yesterday that did not allow him access into the ballpark once he left?
I didn't see him, but I'm assuming he was just probably wearing workout stuff. You know,
you mean Philly's workout stuff?
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, just a pair of Philly shorts or in a tank top or something like that is probably what he was doing. I didn't see him, so, mm-hmm. But I can just guess he was probably, you know, pretty casual. He wasn't wearing his, you know, his
he wasn't wearing his
baseball,
pants, but his to your point, pants. he was wearing Phillies gear. He was wearing Phillies gear. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sure.
I was just curious because
he was very upset about this.
Well,
they didn't let Johan back in.
I have some thoughts about this that I won't share, but it was just kind of curious to me because as a security guard, he had to look familiar or he had to look similar to other Phillies players. And I can't imagine anybody going to those lengths to wear Phillies shorts or whatever attire that he had on to try to sneak into the ballpark.
Most fans are trying to sneak in to see the Rockies these days anyway.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Right,
read the room. Read the room.
Yeah. I mean, now, I don't even know exactly what time it happened. I didn't see it. But... You know, again, I try not to, you know, we go into these ballparks all the time and, you know, I can wander around Citizens Bank Park without a credential and, you know, most of the staff there will know who I am and not worry about it too much, but they're just doing their job. I don't fault the security guard at all.
Oh, no,
I'm just funny.
I'm
just kind of curious, you know, your job is to do security, but you also have to have spatial awareness to do that job.
I understand there's some court awareness that, you know, can be improved or whatever, but at the same time, you know, he's just doing his job.
I get that part, but
we all joke about it. You know, you go around and, you know, somebody can't get through a gate or you know, isn't permitted in a clubhouse. And we're always joking. Hey, did you give them do you know who I am?
Yeah.
And, you know, they're just doing their job. That's all.
Yeah, they are. They're the only ones in Colorado that are. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on today.
That's a good point.
Enjoy Sacramento, and we'll be listening tonight against the A's. Thank you, Scott.
Have a good one, Scott.
All right, see you guys.
There we go. Scott Fransky with us, as he is every Friday, the voice of the Phillies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And yes, as he said, this team has been beating up and doing its job against tomato cans. Again, they just took out the Rockies like they were a minor league team, which they might be.
They've been bad for a while, though.
But not this bad.
Yeah.
They're 8-42.
What is their salary, the roster, the money?
So they do have a couple of players, including Chris Bryant, who they paid and got hurt. So it's not as low as some other teams, but the players are putting on the field. I mean, it's remarkably bad.
Yeah,
they stink.
They might get them out of Coors. They might get them out of Colorado, huh?
It's a nice stadium too.
It is. But you know,
where are they going to put them?
I mean, somebody's looking what Oakland. Just kidding.
They lost the team.
No, I know, because it was just bad. No, I was just thinking like I can remember the Rockies being like tomato cans for a while.
Yeah, but we've got what's worse than tomato cans? Because that's what I'm watching right now from that team. 215-592-9494. All right, let's get back to your phone calls here. A lot to discuss on the Phillies. Are you fully buying what the Phillies are doing right now? They're 32-18, on pace for over 100 wins. It's wonderful. I love the way they're playing. I'm not buying they're this good, and I think a lot of it has been because of who they've played. Hugh is buying in more on what the Phillies are doing. Where are you? And we have a $100 gift card to give away today to Sunoco. Get the next highest level performance out of your car with 94 octane, now available exclusively at Sunoco gas stations. $100 gift card. We are looking for wild jobs that it'll be funny to imagine one or both of us doing. We've gotten some, I would say, pretty wild answers so far. Lifeguard, horse inseminator, pro sleeper, jockey.
Pro sleeper's crazy.
Yeah, what was the Amish one? Amish country, what was it called? The mucker?
The mucker.
The mucker.
The mucker.
Yeah, there was a stripper, a drag queen, oil rig digger, and the underwater welder are the answers so far. Best answer we get, $100 gift card. Also, we brought up the Rhys Hoskins idea. It's in my head now. There's a couple of Phillies mentioned when asked about leaders on the team and best leaders that have been around. They mentioned two different Phillies mentioned Rhys. I don't think they've gotten a ton out of Kepler. I don't think we're going to get a ton out of Kepler. Bryce has mentioned before he would move back to the outfield for the right first baseman. It's in my mind. Brewers come in here next week. 215-592-9494. And we put up a poll based on a caller we had. You know, it's about 50-50, Hugh, on the poll of would you trade a first-round pick for the Tush Push?
Is that right?
I would trade the Tush.
Very interesting concept, I would say.
I would. Like, if Goodell came to the Eagles tomorrow and he says, all right, I want this thing out of the game. I'll give you guys an extra first-round pick if you just stop doing it. I would do it. I'm a tush-push guy, but I would give up the tush-push for the first-round pick. Would you?
Because I'm thinking that tush-push, what if the tush-push is the difference between us being a two-time Super Bowl champion and a three-time Super Bowl
champion?
Well,
couldn't we win it without the tush-push?
No, I'm not saying that we can't. That's not what I'm saying. But to have the ultimate cheat code, is something, in my opinion.
First round pick?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where all pros come from.
Yeah. I mean, but the ultimate cheat code is something that, put it like this. Regardless of what happens to the Eagles this year, because I think they're going to have a good year, if Roger Goodell could promise me the first pick.
Well, I mean, that's.
That's the only way I'll do it. The first overall pick.
Give me
the
number one overall pick.
Number one overall pick, and I'll let you have it.
I mean, wouldn't you trade any play for the first round, for the first pick in the draft? Any, like, play in the playbook? It's a play. You just create
a
different
one. It's just
one
play, but it's and I'm pretty sure the Eagles have something up their sleeve cooked up for another play, but no, I'd rather keep it.
Man, all right, Chris of Bed Salem's up. Hey, Chris.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up, Chris? What's going on?
Hey, so I'm not buying the Phils. I just think they're too thin in the bullpen. I like what Romano's doing. I always thought he was going to be a second half of the year guy with his, you know, coming off the elbow the way he was. You know, it was always going to be a second half year for him, but they still don't have like a bulldog back there that, you know, Alvarado was. You know, he's got that competitiveness that you need in the ninth, and you know, not having that, the way that Kirkering's been shaking, you know, kind of shaky all year. I love his stuff, but
he's been very shaky, Chris. Though he has. I mean, really, before this, I didn't trust anyone coming out of the bullpen. Now I think Romano is pitching his way into trusting him a little bit because he's been good for a few weeks, so I'm good with him. But I mean, really, they don't. I agree with you on this, and they have pushed their starting pitchers to try to avoid this, and let's hope those starting pitchers, you know, stay upright the whole year.
Yeah, and to that point, like, I know there's been talk, you know, across the station about, you know, they're in a disadvantageous position right now, but I don't think so. Like, they really need to take these. If they're going to trade prospects, they got to go get a Mason Miller or somebody that of that ilk, not like, you know, some guy off the trash heap that you got to find his spin rate that, you know, shows that he's got an elite curveball, like Jack Fritz with Corey Knebel a few years ago. And you know,
no one could spin a Phillies acquisition into positivity more than Jack.
I believe. Yeah. But hey, for the job, I know Hugh, I know you're not an underwater guy, but let's get you up in the air for X Games. We'll get you on the big air, we'll get you on the snowboard. You already got, you know, the Hatfield sponsorship, you know, putting pork on the fork, you put the pig on the side of the helmet.
I like this.
What do you want me to do? Like
snowboarding in the X Games. You put the Hatfield pig on the side of the helmet.
You know what my biggest issue would be with snowboarding is, will they have a suit big enough to fit?
Yeah, they'll make one.
Yeah. Oh, they got it. Yeah, I'm a big guy. I'm about 260, so you got it.
Man, I tell you.
X Games snowboarding. I love this one, Chris. Good phone call.
Like, the thing about those snowboards, because I've seen them, they go fast, and they don't have brakes.
Of course they do.
They don't have brakes.
Brakes.
I mean, like conventional brakes. Like, you have to know how to shush and shift your body weight.
I know other people.
Some of them leg brakes are bad too, boy. When they break them legs, ooh.
Kyle, some listeners may have different ones that they're their favorite so far today. Something about thinking of Hugh snowboarding in the X Games on those big, fast slopes has me just dying in here. Like, that's funny. You would fall over so fast. Yeah. Like, trying to do a flip or a 180.
I tell you what, man. Shout out to the people that do that, the skateboard riders and stuff like that. I saw a young lady the other day. I guess she was in San Francisco because they were going down the hilly thing. Yeah. She was going down backwards.
Would you rather do skateboarding or the snowboarding?
Well, they're both going to hurt when I fall.
I think it would hurt worse than the skateboarding.
Well, when you fall. No, because when you break the leg, at least it'll be, you know, you'll be probably half damn near frostbite.
You got adrenaline.
What I mean? But when you fall on the cement, that's something different. So I would probably say the snow, because you fall. Either way we go, you falling.
Yeah,
you fall.
You falling. It's part of the gig. Yeah, you're going to fall at some point. All right, I'm going to grab this one because I need to hear this story. Chaz in Newfield. I mean, every day there's something new around here, including I have never seen this on the call board in all my years at WIP. Chaz in Newfield. Topic, I've done the insemination. Chaz, what's up, pal?
No.
You know what? My past brother-in-law, he passed away, but he had a Sookie's horse farm. And I was going over there one day, hanging out, smoking some cigars and drinking some scotch. And he says, hey, I need a favor. And I'm like, what? And he says, I need you to come, you know, help me with one of the horses. I was like, yeah, all right. So I guess Federal Express brings the stuff. So he says, what I want you to do is just lean into this horse as hard as you can against this, like, part of the stable. And he said, whatever you do, don't move. And I actually watched him do this. It's bizarre.
So
it's bizarre.
You're saying something came in FedEx and that's what went into the horse?
Yeah. So now
that stuff with FedEx? I used to work for FedEx.
It comes frozen, I guess, with like some kind of frozen package. And it's long, dude. I'm 2 foot long.
Oh, like, man. Did you know this year they send these FedEx packages with the stuff?
You're talking to a dude that sent poop FedEx. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Joe? I sent my poop.
Collar guard?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so when we got done with this thing, I mean, the horse just kind of sat there, and that's what he did.
Did he smoke a cigarette?
I said, okay, what do we do now? Smoke a cigarette?
Oh, that's wild stuff. Chaz, that's funny. I like that story. All right, Chaz, what do you got? You buying this Phillies thing right now?
Yeah, I think their pitching's outstanding. So, I mean, could they hit better? Sure, they could hit better, but their pitching is really good. I mean, you know, I know we were playing a, you know, bum team in Colorado, but they just don't give up a lot of runs as a starting pitcher. And, I mean, I know that sometimes relief pitchers are hard to come by, but the team that they were just playing, I don't know, I forget what the hell it was. They had a reliever, and they stink.
Yeah, they have one or two good ones, and they still stink. Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, I don't really think that's going to be a problem, but their starting pitcher, I got to tell you, maybe you guys could tell me, because I didn't look, how did Painter do in his last outing?
So Painter yesterday, or 2 days ago, 4 innings, 7 strikeouts, and he gave up 1 run. So pretty good, but he only went 4 innings. His pitch count kind of went high, but 4 innings, 7 strikeouts.
I mean, Abel doesn't look terrible either.
I know.
So, I mean, with just that you know, the amount of pitching they have is really good.
Well, and it's going to allow them to go get something if they want. I mean, if they really need to go trade for a legitimate back end of the reliever of the bullpen guy, Chaz, we appreciate it. They have what it takes. I mean, it's a matter of will they pay the price. 215-592-9494. All right, we got a lot to do here. We're looking for crazy, odd jobs, weird jobs that you want to see us do here. Best one we get today is going to win a $100 gift card to Sunoco. Your phone calls on everything today. The Phillies, are you buying? Eagles, in-season Hard Knocks. I think it's a good thing. I like it. Hugh is against it. I think it's he got fired on Hard Knocks once.
Coward.
But yeah, he's just afraid. It's not going to happen again. You're not getting fired on Hard Knocks again.
Does
Don't worry.
Does she do anything for us?
All right, plus, on the other side, Jason Kelce joined the morning show. Details of the meeting that saved the Tush Push and what he thinks could be the biggest threat to the play's future. 215-592-9494 for the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.